Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome back into another edition of the Arrowhead Pride Report. It's another emergency report because once again, the Kansas City Chiefs just absolutely refuse to do anything breaking during normal business hours. So it's about 11 p.m. on Friday night, as we just found out a little while ago. The Kansas City Chiefs are trading franchise tag cornerback Lejarius Sneed to the Tennessee Titans for a 2025 third round pick, as well as a 2024 seventh round pick swap or flop, however you want to term it. And then it was also reported by Bleacher Report's Jordan Schultz that Sneed is going to sign a new contract with the Tennessee Titans. It's a $19 million per year over 4 years with $55 million guaranteed, according to Jordan Schultz. That is a massive contract for Lejarius Sneed. So let me welcome in the leader of Arrowhead Pride, Pete Sweeney. It was maybe a little bit anticlimactic for Chiefs fans, and you know, it's kind of a Friday night news dump in a lot of ways, but Lejarius Sneed, unfortunately, after an absolutely incredible run here in Kansas City and what saw him win multiple Super Bowls, is headed to the Tennessee Titans, and the Chiefs are going to clear about $19.8 million in cap space.
Yeah, it's a big move, and I think we anticipated something coming with Sneed. I think it is funny, as you mentioned, like, is Brett Beach Batman? Like, can he only work at night on Saturday night and Thursday? It feels like every big move comes after 9 p.m. local time. But, in all seriousness, Sneed goes to the Titans, and the Chiefs were just going to be unwilling to come to an agreement like this. They just simply couldn't afford it with all of the contracts they have coming up. I mean, ahead is Nick Bolton. You have Trey Smith, and you have Creed Humphrey, and you know that you want to solidify that line. Patrick Mahomes is so important to get protection and leader your defense. And they were strapped. They were cash strapped. They were under $10 million. And now they are in a much better place when it comes to the salary cap. Very quickly here, our Jared Sapp and John Dixon were able to calculate the numbers. And when you have about $9 million in cap space, and then all of a sudden you have about $27 million, it really makes you more flexible. Kansas City in previous seasons, because of Tyreek Hill and Chris Jones and other situations and negotiations, they always seem to be up against the cap, and it limited their ability to sign free agents in the first wave and the second wave, and then do creative contracts and so on and so forth. And so it opens a lot of things up. You know, you got to admit they lose a big piece here. We know what Lejarius Sneed can do as far as curbing the opposing weapon of teams that come into Arrowhead Stadium and when the Chiefs play on the road and in the playoffs. And, you know, you think about the play on Zay Flowers. Do the Chiefs even advance to the Super Bowl if that play doesn't happen? Such a big piece for the past 4 years, but it just wasn't in the cards. I think we went into this offseason always thinking it's going to be Chris Jones or Lejarius Sneed. And ultimately, and to my surprise, right, like you guys listen to this podcast, I thought it would be Sneed over Jones, but the Chiefs end up locking Jones up to that 5-year extension, and Lejarius Sneed now is a member of the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, it's a little bittersweet because of everything that Lejarius Sneed meant to that secondary last season. And I know there's been a laundry list of plays that he's made over the years, but this last season, in the way that he was just able to shut down every number one wide receiver that he went up against, was one of the more impressive runs that I've seen from an individual corner in a while. And we know this Chiefs secondary is really talented. Trent McDuffie is an all-pro player who I think the Chiefs believe that he's not even at his ceiling just yet. Like, there's more that Trent McDuffie can do and develop, and he's only 2 years into his NFL career. And just the way that they've generally developed cornerbacks over the past several years, like, they've been tremendous at it. So I could understand the argument that, like, you know, you're upset that they traded a star player in L'Jarius Sneed, who is only 27 years old, but he just happens to play the position that the Chiefs have been, I think, the best at developing over the past several years.
Yeah, they've been so good. And, you know, you think about this past All-Pro list, and Trent McDuffie, the second-year player, is named to the All-Pro list. And I think we could all agree L'Jarius Sneed got snubbed. There's a lot of talented cornerbacks in the NFL, but they've been so good at drafting cornerbacks, not only in the first round with McDuffie, who looks like a star, looks like a, you know, 10-year lockdown corner. I know that may be getting a little bit ahead of ourselves, but he's just so good right now. You tend to think that that will continue. But you think about the fourth round, you know, getting Joshua Williams. You think about the seventh round, getting Jalen Watson. Before Nazee Johnson went down in training camp, he was vying with these guys for that position. And, you know, you think about the NFL draft. They got picks to select in this year's NFL draft, and you got to think at least two or three of these will be cornerbacks. And so this has been a personnel staff, if they had a specialty, as you were kind of alluding to, Steve, it's drafting cornerbacks. So I know we always say, like, hindsight is 2020 when you're thinking about Jones or Sneed. Jones, especially with Aaron Donald retiring, is one of one, whereas this has been in Kansas City sort of a cornerback factory, like, even including Charvarius Ward in that, who went on to the 49ers and played against the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. And so, yeah, I think it makes plenty of sense. And I think a big part of this is the medical. You know, we had mentioned it on Arrowhead Pride. I put in a newsletter today. If you want to subscribe to the newsletter, it's arrowheadpride.com/subscribe. But, you know, you have L'Jarius Sneed, and as great as he is, and no one is denying his greatness, but he was always on the injury report. He missed the majority of training camp. He didn't play a lot in the preseason. You know, he was on, I believe John did the numbers. It was 20 of 22 injury reports. And so when you have somebody like that, even in Kansas City, you're wondering, can we reasonably pay this guy what the Titans just did? And so it's not a third round pick in this year's draft. It's a third round pick in next year's draft. But I was talking to some friends today. I think the Chiefs have a championship roster right now. And that is even without Sneed, just because they were able to lock up Jones. And so there will be more moves because we just mentioned all the room in the cap that they have available, and then we'll see who they select in the NFL draft. Like, you know, when they selected Trent McDuffie, we were surprised that they would trade ahead and do that, and he ended up being somebody who's going to be probably one of these perennial Chiefs and one of these stars in the NFL. And so if you've listened to the podcast, you've heard me say this a lot of times. Sometimes, you know, it's tough to see moves in the offseason one at a time, but this staff has shown that their blueprints, by the time you get to the end of the offseason, are pretty damn good. And so you got to trust move by move. And so let's see what this team looks like heading into St. Joe once we get to that point in mid-July.
Yeah, and you're totally right in saying, like, it kind of came down to, well, it's Chris Jones or L'Jarius Sneed. And I just think that Chris Jones isn't a player who is replaceable, whereas L'Jarius Sneed, for as special as he was last season, like, we've seen Steve Spagnuolo in this defense get by with lesser talent in the secondary than they have going into next season the way they are right now. And that's before you even get to the NFL draft, where I totally agree. I think corner is in play for the Chiefs again this year, and they'll continue to just find ways to get a lot out of these guys. Shamari Connor is another versatile secondary player that I think they expect big things from in year number two. So I don't think that this is a sign that the Chiefs secondary is going to take this huge step back next season or anything. I still think they're going to be tremendous. I just think that they were fully aware we can't replace Chris Jones the same way we can try to manufacture and cover up for the absence of L'Jarius Sneed on that back end. And as far as the compensation goes, like, I think it's just the Titans don't have a third round pick in 2024. So you would like to get something this year, but going to have to settle for extra draft ammunition next season, which is totally fine too, because like you mentioned, they've got all these young players. They've been so damn good at drafting, Pete, that they've got all these contracts coming up. So I think everything now moving forward is done with an eye towards the future and making sure that they never have these huge gaps and like rotational players and players that they have to develop in holes on the roster.
Yeah, I think there's a few points here that you got to consider as well. Like the Chiefs were really high on Nazi Johnson last year in training camp. I mean, he was taking snaps away from Jalen Watson and Joshua Williams, and you selected him in the seventh round last year, late in the draft. But the Chiefs were really impressed. I remember talking to Steve Spagnuolo about Nazi during training camp, and I'm like, is this guy going to win the starting position, you know, in the nickel along with Snead and McDuffie? And so he's in the room. You still have Williams and Watson. We've mentioned the cap flexibility. This is the other part of it. And ESPN's Jeremy Fowler nudged this along, but she's kind of have a glaring weakness right now at left tackle. Donovan Smith was only a one-year deal. We saw some positive things from Wanye Morris, but is he ready? I think you need some competition there. And he mentioned Donovan Smith and then Mike Danna. Mike Danna's just been hanging out there, and we were wondering how another team wasn't interested. There's talks, right? Like we always assume, okay, a player's available, he's just going to talk to everybody. This is bad, and he's going to end up at just getting paid and so on and so forth. But the Chiefs might have said to Mike Danna, look, we're figuring this out. Give us some time. And maybe in the coming days, we see Mike Danna back. And when free agency and the offseason first started, I think the only guy on contract on the defensive line was Neil Farrell. Now, all of a sudden, you have Chris Jones back. You have Turk Wharton. You have Derek Nnadi. If Mike Danna is back in the coming days, you're feeling pretty good all of a sudden about that front. And we mentioned, okay, the linebackers are there. You retain Drew Tranquil. Nick Bolton is still around. You have a McDuffie. You have a Johnson. You have a Watson and Williams. There's going to be players added in the NFL draft. And so I think the Chiefs looked themselves in the mirror and said, look, this is a really great player. He's elite. He does have some injury history. We're not going to be the ones to give him this contract. We decided to give that contract to Chris Jones, which was a little bit out of character, but you know, we've talked about it already in this conversation. He's one of one, so that makes sense. And so a lot of these moves make sense. And when you think about it, I think the core pieces are in place. Like, we always wonder what the Chiefs defense could be. I think once they retained Chris Jones, it was back to in the realm of top five. This is a hit. So, you know, maybe you extend that to top 10. But then you think about, okay, when we were talking late night last weekend, Steve, they added Hollywood Brown. So the offense is going to be better this year too. So even if, let's say the defense takes a slight step back and you don't have that island guy like L'Jarius Sneed, and maybe the opposition scores more points, well, we think that the offense is going to be better. And so they're building a more complete team for 2024. And even with this trade, you know, let's see what the team looks like going into training camp. But I think it's going to have just as a chance as anybody to win the Super Bowl. I mean, Patrick Mahomes is the ultimate trump card. So it's just like, how can we reasonably surround Patrick Mahomes with enough talent for him to do his thing? And I don't think this is a huge hit to that, as great as Snead is. It's not taken away from what Snead does. You just have to play the strategy, the chess game of the NFL. And I think that's what the Chiefs were doing with this contract and this trade.
Yeah, it seems pretty clear that the Chiefs are like, we love L'Jarius Sneed. We will keep him if we don't get an offer that we like. And that makes me think, like, you know, Tennessee or Indianapolis or these other teams that were heavily in the mix for him. Like, you know, that makes me think that if it took a 2025 third round pick, like, I have to imagine that the other offers were coming in a lot lower for the Chiefs to say, we're just going to keep him on that tag and kind of handcuff ourselves a little bit money wise. And so this, yeah, it frees up enough money to where they can still do some damage with that. Like, obviously, the top of the market free agents are off the board for the most part. But bringing Mike Danna back, he's a young player that they drafted and developed and has been very serviceable and underrated for them. And then I think Donovan Smith is another player who's at the stage of his career where he'll come back on a one-year deal for the Chiefs because he just won a Super Bowl here, and he'll be in the mix there because the Chiefs aren't going to go into the season with bad offensive line depth. Like, they don't do that anymore. Yeah. We saw how that happened a few years ago. So It sucks to see a player like Snead go to another team, especially just like this season and how incredible he was and the big time plays in the key moments, like the Zay Flowers fumble in the AFC Championship game, I think is something that Chiefs fans are going to remember forever. But at the end of the day, I think this gives the Chiefs more ammunition to really do some damage and continue to build up the roster. And what I think is already looking like it's a team that's probably better than the team that just won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and they have such a power team when it comes to the salary cap. You know, we did see Brant Tillis move on to the Panthers, but Chris Shea is still around. And just the fact that they had $26.6 million in salary cap space now to play with, I mean, that is a fortune to what the Chiefs have now just because of what they've been able to do in tweaking the salary cap in years past. And for me, I just think, okay, you know, if you're able to retain Donovan Smith, if you're able to retain Mike Denna, I don't think the salary cap is going down all that much because they always come up with these clever deals. And so we'll see. I mean, we'll just see what this team looks like going into the 2024 season. They did, right now on Friday night, March 22nd, get a little bit weaker. But we don't know what this team is going to look like when we do get to that first game, when we do get to training camp. And look, you know, I know that it's a cliche, right? Like in Beach, we trust and we throw it around a lot. But I think we've kind of learned that that's a very real thing. And when you win 3 Super Bowls in 5 years, nobody does that. Only 8 other times did back to back happen. And like I said, it's always just one thing at a time. Let's see what this thing looks like once they get to training camp and then inevitably week one.
Yeah, I still feel really, really good about this Chiefs team. Like, I'm not going to wake up tomorrow and be like, man, they traded Snead. It's all over. Like, this team is still going to be the favorite to win the Super Bowl. I really like what they're doing this offseason, and it feels like this team has a chance next year to be more complete than this past season's team was. And we talk about all the growth that that team went through and all the ups and downs. Like, it's incredible that they were able to pull that off last season, because I really love the way this team is shaping up for next season.
Yeah. It's going to be better. Like, I can see what they're building, and you can already tell it's going to be, I mean, it's hard to say better because they won the title, but I think certainly more balanced, right? Like, the offense is going to be better. They had so many struggles in 2023. And we already know with the addition of Hollywood Brown, we don't know who they're going to get in the draft, but the offense is going to be better. And I think the defense, we'll see, but it stands to be similar. You know, I understand this is a big hit. Curbing the likes of Tyreek Hill, Justin Jefferson, Stephon Diggs, that, you know, that's a big deal. And that's, you're going to have to replace that. But I tend to think you're right. You know, I tend to think this is going to be a better team than it was last year. And the last year's team won the title. And so let's see what's to come in 2024.
Again, the Kansas City Chiefs trade cornerback Legarius Sneed to the Tennessee Titans. They receive a 2025 third round pick, as well as a 2024 seventh round pick swap. Legarius Sneed signs a massive extension, at least according to reports, to go to Tennessee and take over as their top cornerback. So Chiefs lose a superstar player, but they get some draft picks in return, and they get a lot of much needed cap space. So we'll have everything you need to know as we get more numbers on things and all the details of this deal and everything at arrowheadpride.com. So make sure you head there. And make sure you stay locked into our draft coverage. Our team's doing tremendous work right now. They've got every angle of the Kansas City Chiefs roster covered. As always, please make sure you subscribe, rate, and review everything that we're doing right here on the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network. And you can follow Pete on Twitter at PGSween. Sween, hopefully this is the last late night trade of the offseason. But if not, I'm sure I will talk to you at 11 p.m. on another weeknight.
Yeah. Yeah, I love doing this with you. I think we should meet, you know, Friday or Saturday night at 11 p.m. and talk Chiefs every weekend of the offseason. That sounds good.
Yeah, hopefully that's it. But we will talk to you guys again soon. Make sure you stay locked into the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network again. We'll have the latest episode of Beach Season coming out on Monday.